Our guest analyst this afternoon, Brian Stroman with Progressive Ag Marketing. And Brian, we had wheat trying to pull everything along. Beans didn't follow suit very well, but we had a nice day in this wheat complex.
We did, Randy, and it started in the overnight and certainly followed through to the day session. And, you know, a smaller Australian crop being estimated, and that offered support, declining U.S. winter wheat conditions, adding some additional strength, and then some insect pressure in different parts of the world, creating some buzz, too, about the wheat market and the potential for this year's crop. And all of that combined, I think, created some short covering that market as it moved higher. Some additional stops were hit, and that accelerated the move and certainly had a nice day. Also spilled over to the corn market with some decent gains there. And the funds are short that market. Maybe they lightened up on a few of those positions today. The soybeans just kind of sputtered along very close to unchanged for most of the session. You know, the NOPA crush numbers were above estimates for January and a new all-time high, but didn't have much effect on that soybean trade today. China will also be issuing some duty-free licenses on March 2nd, but I think the trade is just waiting to see if China comes into the market and buys some soybeans.
You think the soybean market being impacted maybe by this week's USDA's Ag Outlook Forum?
Well, I think that's certainly part of it, too. We'll see what those numbers here are on, I think, Thursday or Friday. I think that there's still that unknown Chinese demand hanging there as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Not only that, but I guess, too, we got everything we're hearing is South America's crop just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
You know, they've had some pretty good conditions in South America and certainly some larger estimates for their soybean crop in both Brazil and Argentina. But when you look at the weather, too, maybe not quite as good as what a lot of the forecasts have been calling for. So we'll see how that ends up. But again, a decent crop certainly coming in South America.
We also had a really decent day over here in the all the livestock markets.
You know, we did. The live cattle started with some firm gains, and I think maybe the cash market expectations are this week that it'll be, a firmer trade. We're looking at some tighter numbers here in the near future, from now until the middle of March. And again, I think Chinese, also lifting the tariffs on U.S. beef, I think, offering some support. The feeder calves, having a nice day in Oklahoma with that cash market up $5 to $9 to start the week, I think really supported that market with, again, a firmer cash trade. And then the lean hogs, certainly waiting for that Chinese demand. They will cut back on their tariffs for U.S. pork here, again, the first part of March. They did release some additional reserves, so it does show that they do need some protein. And we had a lot of strength today in both the cash and the cutout markets.
Not only that, but we had maybe a little bit of easing of coronavirus cases over the weekend as well, the way it sounded, huh?
We did, and I think that certainly has been in the news and is being monitored, and that I think, again, does help certainly on these commodities as well.
Anything else we need to be talking about or aware of?
Well, I think we look at that Ag Outlook Forum, see what those numbers say here at the end of the week, and then we'll continue to monitor the export wires to see if China does come in here and start to purchase some commodities.
Brian Stroman at Progressive Ag Marketing.